that guy. I think I'm gonna go see X-Men when we get back. So we can do our movie podcast tomorrow.
Seems like people like that movie?
Yeah, for the most part. Do that or Godzilla. I'll flip a coin. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a long day.
Yep.
We did that Wildstar quick look. And we did that Powerbomb cast.
Right. Wildstar.
Yeah, remember that happened today?
I forgot all about Wildstar.
Yeah, we did that today. That was like 2 hours of our day today. That game seems fine.
Sure.
MMO.
I had been thinking about, playing it, and then watching Brad play it there for a little while. I was like, maybe I don't need to see this for myself.
Yeah. Texting with Sam. She's explaining to me how her air conditioner in her bedroom has become so loud that she cannot run it and sleep at the same time.
It seems to be a problem.
Yeah, because it's getting hot there. Trying to decide if it would be cheaper to get it repaired or get a new one. Driving in my car right now. Angry white dude music.
Yeah. Yeah, truck, you thought you were gonna fucking pull a jack move, but no, I'm right here.
Eat it, truck.
Eat it, truck.
How long has that been the Oasis Grill?
Well, it was the Jollibee or whatever for a
long
time.
Yeah, it was Jollibee twice.
And then, yeah, I guess it was, huh?
Yeah, and there was something else in there, too.
It's been the Oasis Grill for a pretty long time, I think. Mm. Say at least all the time we've been back here. This guy. Very fancy. I have my security badge and my glasses.
I've got to run for it across the street so I can get run down.
I've got to hold the straps of my backpack because my shoulders are so skinny you could just slide off at any moment.
Oh, my life.
Oh, this is a dumb fucking move for it.
There's just a lot of bad moves going on here. That's what happens when you start driving to San Francisco after 7:30. It's just
fucking asshole in this Kia SUV.
Kias, man. Anyone who drives a Kia is a piece of shit.
Pretty much. If you're driving a Kia, you're...
You are human garbage. Just absolute nightmare person.
I wonder what's on the Kids Bop station.
One way to find out.
It's not a preset, so I gotta kinda...
Well, whose fault is that?
It's mine. Well, here we go.
Ah, the Kids Bop version of Safe and Sound. That great song that was great originally.
I mean...
It's a terrible song.
It's not a terrible song.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is actually a terrible song.
It's a catchy song.
Yeah. Lots of terrible songs are catchy.
Okay. All right, we're on the same page here, I think.
Yeah.
Used to eat your favorite ice cream and hang by the pool. Talk about our future, but we Once you get up the dial here, the stations start to get a little crazy. I don't know. Like the kids' stations here. Alright, they're just playing Hanson.
What do millennials think about Hanson?
Alex D'Angelo. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
I don't know.
I'm 13 years old. Dancing came first. Studied dance for many years, and then eventually just kind of messed around on an app with DJing, and then eventually got into more of that. And
yep.
Then my mom's a music.
I messed around with an app, and now I'm a radio Disney star.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Coming up, I was doing some thinking. Does Bella Thorne get a normal summer break, or does she have to make up classes for school since she's been so busy being in movies?
I do, but I'll probably be taking Spanish. Courses.
Are you excited about Spanish?
Well, it is my first language, but I dropped it in school because...
This just makes me think about when I was like 14 and I was doing that stupid radio thing on Shoutcast.
Yep, yeah.
And how I very quickly came to the realization that that was not going to go anywhere, and now I just think I was actually just several years too early.
Sure,
maybe. Doing the self-internet radio before podcasting was a thing.
I could have been
a radio Disney star.
You could have been like the new, like a young Jake Fogelnest.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
These kids stations, they get a little dicey as you get up the dial here.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we fuck, go back in because she gets paranoid.
This is not the kid station.
Okay. I told you these kid stations get crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's a dirty, dirty girl.
All right, so we go back inside.
You got about 20 seconds, baby.
We get in the car, I take her home, drop her off, she meets her husband 2 hours later.
You scandalous. Thank you so much, Longfellow. Bye.
Longfellow.
Thank you guys so much for listening to me on Vivid Radio today.
Do you get it?
What?
Longfellow?
No.
It's a literary thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Stringfellow Hawk or something.
Yeah.
I don't think I like Chromeo.
I definitely don't like Chromeo. Rochelle Royale. That is a porn name.
No, that's a pop star name.
I mean, pop star names
and porn
names.
Pops, yeah, it's kind of...
They're kind of interchangeable.
Yeah. More pop music.
Mm-hmm. That Jimmy Page, he's just so dreamy.
He is. Is he gonna take Spanish when he goes back to school?
Oh, I bet, yeah. Someone in the chat just made a Rochelle reference, and that just made me really happy.
All right.
An erotic journey from Milan to Minsk. Fuck everybody. Seinfeld was a great show.
I mean, I think that's kind of a widely held opinion.
You know, a lot of people just dismiss it because it was so popular.
I just didn't like it.
That's fair, I guess.
I just don't like Jerry Seinfeld. That's my big problem with that show, is
sure.
I don't like Jerry Seinfeld. Like, there were things on that show that were certainly funny, but a lot of it was ruined by the part where Jerry Seinfeld was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, the latest Gavin McGraw.
DeGraw.
That's what I said.
I thought you said...
No, Gavin McGraw's a different guy.
So many people
had like a real unassuming but also murderous look to him.
Yeah.
I'm just an average guy.
Says TV shows that I don't like. You must hate most what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Well, characters on TV far between at this point.
What? I don't know, man. They're pretty.
No, their honk wasn't moving.
At the time, this was my least favorite song on the set.
It's definitely not anywhere near my favorite.
I think now I like this song, but now that I think about it, it probably is still my least favorite song on the album.
Yeah, I'm around on it and still... I don't know, I haven't been to a white forever.
Personally, I mean, it's like twice a week.
The only one room I have long after I move, and the only other I know of is enough into Queens to where I really want to go. I don't think White Castle is actually...
It's terrible. It's fucking rotten. I've only had it once. Thank you, first time I had it, I was all excited. It was like eating garbage. It was like I fell face down at a garbage... Only named...
Like, I understand if you're wasted and you want fucking shitty food. That's something maybe you would go for, but even that...
But you'd do better.
You could do better. You could definitely do better.
Talking regional fast food, Jack in the Box is fucking blows White Castle out of the fucking water.
Yeah, we don't have those, unfortunately, yep. Which I do lament on a regular basis.
Yeah.
We don't even like, we don't really have like Carl's Jr. / Hardee's anywhere.
Huh.
Like, they're like, you'll see ads for it, and they have Hardee's obviously on the East Coast. Yep. New York, I haven't really run into it. There is a Shake Shack now.
What is, I mean, what is Shake Shack all about? I've never been to one.
Shake Shack is, as I am to understand it, a primarily Midwestern fast food chain with good burgers. I've had them. They are good. They call them like steak burgers or something, but it's burgers. But yeah, they're good. They're good. And they have shakes also, which are very, very good. And they have one now in New York. There's one in the airport, too, but there's one in Manhattan as well.
My phone! It's very foggy.
It is. When I was moving out to New York, and we drove through Chicago, Sam demanded that we go to a Shake Shack. She had not had it in a very long time. She grew up with it living in Illinois.
Yeah.
And I could see if you lived there and grew up around it, why you would hold it up with some esteem. I'm trying to think, like, what regional fast food really, like, New York even has. It's like White Castle is the only one I can really think of.
Right.
That's, like, specific to, you know, that region. Also, I was gonna say, Five Guys, I could give or take forever.
It's totally okay, whatever.
I've never liked it enough to ever want to really go to one.
I used to encounter them so infrequently that when I saw one, I'd be like, oh, we should go to the Five Guys, because I forgot what it was all about. And then I'd go and be like, oh, it's like In-N-Out, pretty much, except their fries are both better and worse. And they sell hot dogs, which is cool, because I like hot dogs. So I think they're automatically better than, like, In-N-Out, because, like, it's roughly the same, but they have hot dogs.
Yeah. Hot dogs are not in short supply in the city of New York.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, they're kind of just everywhere you look, huh?
Yeah.
Man. Just explain it. Sounds like Shangri-La.
It is hard to get away from hot dogs in New York.
I haven't been this shocked by a car. I just saw this cover.
How often are you eating a hot dog?
I don't have one every once in a while. You know, knowing it's there all the time, I don't necessarily feel the need to get it regularly, but, you know, I'm in the city, I need to eat something quick before, you know, I gotta go to something else.
I'll grab a hot dog. I ain't too good for it.
Yeah.
Usually when I go to food carts, I try to go to one of the halal carts. There's one about 12 or so blocks from my apartment that won a Vendy not too many years ago, which they are very proud of.
Yeah.
And they have some of the best, like they have this chicken plate that's just like rice and chicken and like a couple of vegetables and just like tons of sauces, and it is so goddamn good.
Hmm.
Try to get that whenever I can. That's my street food of choice.
That sounds good.
I just realized I've been saying Shake Shack. I meant to say Steak and Shake. That was the thing.
Oh.
I get those things kind of mixed up.
Yeah. I just
want to take you out of here. Because all these things kind of sound the same.
Yep, they do.
Okay. Aaron song.
Yeah. 1, 2. Acknowledge the rap. I don't know what you cast was thinking. Pay homage, respect. Must have been crazy. Acknowledge. Step up on stage at CMJ. Mention my name. I hear these cats, but I ain't listening. A little faint dissing. A little scratch, a little paint missing. But I still
I would eat in White Castle for if given the opportunity. It has been so long at this point that I have forgotten.
Yeah.
I want a fresh flavor profile.
To at least remind yourself.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is... All this food is bad.
Yeah.
I assume they still sell chicken rings. That was the thing that blew me away. Is that their chicken nugget things were sold in, like... They were like peach gummies. Like, little gummy rings. They were that size and shape.
But never worked. Yeah, I've never worked. I don't know, something about their
rings. They were grumpy.
Yeah. I'm constantly getting into fights with people when I let my opinions burger be known.
Yeah.
The country whenever I'm here.
Yeah, it's just fucking...
It's not good.
Good.
I don't like it at all.
I suck shit.
They are the worst. I don't even think they're burgers.
Burgers off Five Guys, like they took that in and out, just went,
yeah.
Like it was quality of a Wendy's burger, but menu variety, and that goes a long way with me, so, yeah, I mean, when they might think of it,
I went to with those few, and both times I came away going, yeah,
you that little fish that
I catch and I throw back. By the way, I don't know, whatever. I still find ways to evangelize Del Taco, and clearly that is not something I really need to do anymore, but I still go there.
We'll go when we drive down.
Yeah, we'll sit there, we'll eat, and we'll go, yeah.
This is kind of gross.
It's never as good as we think it's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. The last, I feel like, dozen times or so I've eaten at a Del Taco, it's been a sad experience.
Yeah. We still have some company this time. It won't just be you and me sitting there silently just going, just kind of giving the side eye to the burrito that we're eating.
Yeah. Try to front on me. Should know
the student can't fuck with the teacher. Sounds like we confirmed our fourth today. I tell you what, I for the most part,
yeah,
I
yeah.
One thing to check on,
check
but,
on,
yeah,
check on something, but.
So we'll be a full car. Come see me, I'll make you my hype man. And work on some steps, cause I'm gonna make you my dancer too. And as far as battling goes, come on, man, I can't earn those stripes battling with you. So we're getting close to bridge questions here. I'll ask this question. Manly Pup says, why is every fast food joint doing breakfast now?
Because it's something they can do to, you know, sell food in more hours of the day. And, you know, they can't sell their normal menu that early. It just doesn't sell very well. So if they want to be open, they can, you know, and they can do that. And my understanding is that the ingredients that go into most breakfast menus are cheap enough that it's not...
prohibitive for them to do it.
Yeah.
I just feel like eating fast food breakfast just starts your day out on the wrong note every time.
I don't know. I'm a fan of McDonald's breakfast, and that's about it. Burger King breakfast is all right.
The only thing I like about Burger King breakfast is the hash brown patty things they have. Those are all right.
But like Taco Bell breakfast is horrendous.
I haven't had it.
It is a nightmare.
When they announced the waffle taco, there was like about a 5-minute period where Sam was like, "We should go to Taco Bell. We should get one of those." And I think she actually looked at it and then was like, "Wait, never mind."
And it looks even worse in person. It was one of those things like the pictures they gin up of it like don't look good, but then the real thing is somehow even worse.
Yeah.
And the waffle was so rubbery, like microwaved rubbery.
Yeah.
That it was just like it kept falling apart, like springing apart in my hand, and it was shitty. The AM Crunchwrap thing is a little better, but even that I thought was gross.
Yeah. Just bad food, man. Just a lot of bad food.
Yeah. But like I like a sausage muffin with egg. It's my staple. My breakfast. My breakfast staple.
Yeah, I'll eat a McMuffin. You know, I'll eat a McGriddle. I ain't too good for it. It's just that I just try not to make a habit of it.
Yeah, definitely. Usually on the weekends, I don't have, like, definitely during the week, like, I don't feel like I have time to fucking go fuck around with a fast food breakfast.
Yeah.
And then on the weekends, like, I'm usually not in a state to leave the house while breakfast is still being served.
Right.
So, it's like, if everything lines up and I'm somehow, like, hungry that early in the morning, which is something of a rarity, and, like, have my shit together enough to actually get in the car and leave the house, and it's like, oh, you know, yeah, I'll go, it'll be a fun little treat.
I feel like the only time I ever actually have fast food breakfast is when I'm in an airport.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
A new Crystal Method album.
Really?
Yeah, like it came out this year.
Wow.
I think. I haven't heard it, but I know that they put one out.
I would be curious to hear that.
I guess it's not bad. Like, it's some Crystal Method. They made a Crystal Method album, so that's a thing you want.
Like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's been long enough. That Legion of Boom album wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Had some stuff on it that was okay. Whoa. Blown all over the place.
I remember when I saw the Crystal Method play at the Phoenix.
Yes. I was there as well.
That was one of the weirdest shows I've been to at that venue.
Yeah.
Because it was like the beginning of their tour, so it was like them, it was like one of their test shows, basically.
Right, right.
And the whole time, it's like, you know, them and their giant stage set up, and, you know, they're doing their thing, and then just in between songs, it'd be like, "Hey, Petaluma, how are you doing?"
Yeah.
"We're the Crystal..." Like, you don't want those guys to talk, really. Like, that's not what you're there for.
Nope. It's
the banter between Crystal Method.
Yeah.
And them trying to do it for this, you know, tour that they had not prepared much for is really awkward.
I watched that show from the balcony.
Yeah, I watched part of it from the balcony, at least.
I can't remember who I was there with. Might have been me and Rob. Up there in the balcony the whole time.
Yeah.
Like me and Marie, maybe.
Believable.
Yeah.
Wombat asks, the balcony of that place you did that reunion show at? Yes.
Yes.
They only open up that balcony for very large shows.
If you just know to go up there, it's kind of always technically open.
They were keeping it locked for a while there when it wasn't an appropriate show for it. But
it just seemed like, you know, if you
asked Tom,
yeah,
he would let you up there.
He would let you up there, yeah.
But he wouldn't just let people up there.
Yeah.
I don't know. That upstairs space always just creeped me the fuck out, so I never liked going up there when it was just like me and like myself.
Yep.
There just aren't a lot of places in that building I enjoy being alone in.
Ghosts, man. Ghosts.
You know, whatever. Whether you believe in that shit or not, it just has a weird feeling to it.
Yeah.
That is uncomfortable when you are solo. Like, I didn't even like being in the bathrooms in that place by myself, just because, I don't know.
The thing with that building is, like, it's, like, air, it's weird and big enough, and, like, a weird enough space, and enough people have access to it, that when you are by yourself, you are never sure if you were actually alone.
Right.
And any corner, any dark area, there, you know, like, you could get jumped.
Right.
Like, access to that building is not difficult to attain.
No.
Been on the roof?
Yeah. I spent the night in that place a few times, and when we would do that, we would go up on the roof.
Yeah.
Usually way early in the morning, like when the sun was coming up. It is dangerous as fuck climbing up there, but the roof itself is not that bad.
Yeah, I remember we watched the fireworks from the roof of the Washington Square Theater a couple of times. And that was the same deal. Like, once you were up there, it was pretty much okay. But, like, the ladder to get up there was definitely...
Oh, yeah.
Like, not... It was meant for people that are doing work.
Yeah. Yeah, the ladder to get up there is really narrow. And there's that attic space between the ceiling and the actual rooftop, which is about, you know, like 10 feet of vertical space.
Yeah.
And none of the floor is finished. So you're basically walking on pylon or like beams if you want to walk around up there.
Yeah.
I think Nick at one point fell and like his leg fucking poked through the insulation or something.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that. Wasn't he up there putting up like hanging You Know My Name banners or something? Was it that late or was it...
I can't remember if that was the You Know My Name banners or if that was when they were installing the new sound system there.
Okay.
And he was working on those ceiling speakers.
Right.
But yeah, everything up there is just fucking dangerous. So Tom really did not like it if people went up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been up there. I haven't really gone into them, but I have poked my head into some of the weird passageways in that building. Like the underground tunnel that runs, you know, to Volpe's and the wall like spaces and stuff that like let you crawl around in the building. Wouldn't really go in because there's no air really in any of those spaces, but I at least took a look around at them.
Like the passageway to Volpe's, like can you get out the other end or is it like blocked off?
I think it's sealed off on the other side. And again, that tunnel is basically just pure dust.
Yep.
So unless you have an air mask, there's no way you could really go through there anymore. That building is a treasure. I hope they never tear it down.
Damn. Where do you get into the tunnel to go to Volpe's?
I'm trying to remember. I did it so... The last time I even looked at it, I was like 14. So I can't... It's like... If I remember correctly, it's in the boiler room. Or at least, you know, down in the basement somewhere.
Yeah. I guess I haven't really been around the basement much.
That's the creepiest spot in the whole building.
Sure.
Is everywhere in that basement, especially that boiler room area, which I would never go into. Tom was the only one who would ever go in there.
building.
It's a very weird building.
I think I've been down there since that reunion show.
I definitely haven't.
Yeah. I had the audio from that.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
I think you sent that to Pope at some point, and he sent that to me.
Yes.
So I have that. It sounded better than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I meant to go. I wanted to go by there sometime this week just to kind of see how things are going, but I don't think I'm going to have time.
Yeah.
Mostly, I just wanted to make sure they still have my drum set and that it is working out for them. That someone didn't fucking steal it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, I'm never really sure anymore if there is anything of a local music scene or not.
Yeah. I feel like every time I drive by there, the marquee has bands that are different that I've never heard of. Like, it's always different bands I've never heard of. I never see the same band twice on any marquee.
Yeah. It felt like for a while that they were going after, like, much, like touring acts, like, right. A lot more. I wasn't sure if there was even, if there were even enough bands to do local openers. Something about that bummed me out. The idea that there were not, like, a bunch of local bands doing dumb shit in the Phoenix all the time.
There just aren't a lot of bands these days. I mean, you know, there are some, but it's like, you know, the current music landscape is not particularly inviting to traditional bands of the rock variety, I guess.
Sure. No one wants to be in a rock band.
I think we're getting to the point soon where there will be people who want to do that just sort of in negative response to everything going on musically right now.
Yeah.
But we're not there yet.
Ska needs to get big again.
Yeah.
Gotta set the stage for...
Fucking Sami Zayn skanking.
Right.
The takeover. Got that new sort of like bouncing soul sounding theme song.
I don't know, it's one of those things that, like, you know, it's, I feel like the stage that gets set for, like, people start bands when they get out of school and stuff like that is like an actual music program in school.
Right.
It just seems like those don't exist as widely as they used to.
Yeah.
Budget cuts and shit. They're just not teaching music. It's just shitty.
It's extremely shitty. It's a shitty time for music right now. I don't feel like I'm just being a cranky old man saying that.
I don't know, man. The Riff Raff album is out this month.
I'm not saying that there's nothing of value. I'm just saying it's not a great time for music in general. Play guitar or bass?
Guitar.
Mostly guitar.
I don't know that he plays bass.
I thought he played bass.
He might. I actually don't know for sure. Drum track I like here at a bass line, and I'll get back to this later.
Yeah.
Or here's one little melody that I like, plot it out real quick, save it, never look at it again. 800 half-finished things.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if the inspiration's not there, or the, you know, the time isn't there,
yeah,
you gotta kind of dedicate yourself a little bit. What was the last stuff you put out?
I mean, there's like, there are like 8 or 9, maybe like 6 or 7 Midnight Brown songs that have not gotten out there.
Right.
Like sitting on. Or some of them I did put up.
Right.
On SoundCloud or something like that. Just threw out there. But that was 2 years ago at this point, you know, at least. Probably more like 3, 4.
Is DJ Quick still alive?
Yeah.
Good.
Put out an album with Corrupt like 1.5 years ago, 2 years ago maybe.
That sounds like something he should be doing.
Yeah.
Good to know Corrupt is still around.
Yeah.
Talk less tomorrow.
Yeah.
Less words. Fewer words. Shower Dam wants to know, why did nobody stick a Midnight Brown in Rock Band Network?
Because I just didn't have the stems in a state that I could easily get them together for most of the songs that I would want to put in there. The way I produced that stuff changed a lot over the years, that now it's just like reassembling the old versions of software required to make it all go is fucking not worth the effort.
Right. That makes sense.
Originally I wanted to do that. Originally I wanted to, like, author a Rock Band song that would be really interesting.
Yeah.
And when I started looking for the tracks and just like realizing what it would take to get it all together, I was like, ah, it sucks.
It was an interesting process, the whole charting and mixing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They just never found a good way to make it not insanely complicated, and therefore only really available to a subset of people who are willing to dedicate themselves to learning that crazy shit.
Right. I think once it was like, you need to install Reaper. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you people doing?
It was a great idea that was never going to be sustainable for very long.
I mean, you know, I don't think it was designed to be. It seemed like it was just like, hey, here's a thing you can do if you want.
Yeah.
And it's real crazy. We know that. Like, they're pretty upfront about it. It's like, yeah, that's... This is not... for most people. I think people with, like, hacked Xboxes are, like, putting all that shit together, and I think they're able to, like, inject songs into the game as DLC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's still a hard limit on the number of songs you can have in the game, but it's, like, 3,000 or something, which is still right. A fucking crazy number, but yeah, I don't know, maybe with the hacking you can find some way to fix that, though I think the game actually just starts running really shitty if it has too many songs to deal with.
I think they found a way to put Beatles into RB3 at some point.
I think they did, yeah. I remember when all those Beatles stems got out.
Yeah, that's real cool.
Yeah, I mean, that was what was going to happen.
Yep.
The good news is that Apple did not super freak out about it. Apple Corp, you know,
didn't
freak out about it as much as... I mean, I don't think they were happy about it, but they didn't, like, fucking blame us for everything, so...
People got to make their weird Beatles remixes, man.
Yeah, yeah. Their hot, illegal Beatles remixes.
Right. And all their hot Green Day remixes. Finish laundry tonight and start packing a little early.
Yeah. It's a good thing to do. Because whenever I pack at the last minute, I always end up forgetting things.
Yeah.
For this trip, I packed like 2 days early, and then I remembered like 4 things I wanted to bring that I'd forgotten.
Right now, I'm in a real rut of being sick of most music.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I kind of went back to just listening to old stuff, because there's just not much new that I find myself enjoying.
Yeah, see, it's like even just old stuff is just not really doing it for me.
Sure.
I got this 89 90. This is Chief Flatbill Black, Scotty Cat with the holograms. White bag, red, red, red. is theoretically the nice thing about just having satellite radios, much like you'd get with Pandora or most other solutions like that, is just like, here's some music.
Yeah. Here's something to fill the empty void that surrounds you at all times.
Right. Yeah. Brooklyn shit for your ass.
Oh, good. I live in Queens, thank you.
Well, there's some Brooklyn shit for your ass.
Brooklyn can't eat me.
What about that Do or Die, Bed-Stuy?
It is, and that's the one at 50 Cent.
I mean, you make a compelling argument, but... I don't know.
Platinum powder!
I do go out and fight my own shit.
Now clap your hands and stomp your feet. While the DJ spins to the funky beat, he's making you move till your body sweat. He's even giving you more than you're supposed to get. Now twist the turn and let your body burn and show everybody what you just learned. Let's all get together before a crowd while the DJ playing nice and loud. Rock the house. Rock the house.
Turn it out.
Turn it out. I love it.
Apparently Ian is on Mixler right now and he is calling you out.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know what he's saying, but
I don't know.
He wants... starts a mess. His Mixler should not write checks that his bottom cannot cash.
Yep, that's right. We're going to record one more podcast before we go, and I don't know that we're going to be able to get into the studio to do it, so we might have to just record it.
Like in the room?
Yeah.
This is our E3 predictions.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you.
Got to get that recorded for Tuesday.
When do you want to do that?
I mean, we can't do it Thursday afternoon because we got a show. Or Friday afternoon because we have a show, rather. So we could do it tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Theoretically.
Tomorrow's the only day I kind of need to leave on time.
Okay.
I don't really care what we do on Friday, how early we go on Friday.
Yeah, or we could do it, well... So
we could do it early on Friday.
Yeah, we do it early on Friday. That's the other option.
Yeah.
We could theoretically go upstairs if... Tony gets done early. I'm not able to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
And actually go upstairs and do it.
Right.
Do it right. But. Bloodhound Gang album.
I can't say I've really thought about it much. I don't know. I mean, do they still tour?
I don't know.
I feel like the last time I heard about the Bloodhound Gang doing anything was years ago, and they were on some European tour where everything went wrong. Man, that was a long time ago, so I don't know what they're doing.
I think they got big in Germany.
They did get big in Germany.
Evil Jared had a talk show or something. I think they put out a song like 3 years ago. It was like one single or something.
Yeah. What happened to the other guy from the original Bloodhound Gang lineup?
Daddy Long Legs?
I guess. The other main rapper guy.
Of the rap group Wolfpack?
Yeah, I guess. Is that what he did? I don't really remember what happened to him.
Yeah, him and some other guy that was technically part of the Bloodhound Gang or something went and started their rap group Wolfpack. And they were terrible.
Yeah. Splout says the kid drummer from Bloodhound Gang got crazy hooked on meth or something, which sounds about right.
I remember hearing that he had some sort of issue.
When we played with the Bloodhound Gang...
Yeah.
We were both bands that had child drummers in them.
Yep.
Which was a weird thing.
We were both bands that had child drummers in them that started as rap groups.
Yeah. I guess I can take some solace in knowing things turned out a little better for me than they did for him.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a slightly higher high for a little while there, but...
Maybe. Both had child drummers with the same nickname.
Spanky, yeah. Oh, he was a Spanky G, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, close enough. That was a really weird thing. That was a really weird connection there.
Yeah.
People are asking, are there videos of you guys with the child drummer? Well, I mean, yeah, there probably are. Then the child drummer was me, by the way, so...
Yeah.
Because I was hella 14 when I joined that band.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't drive, huh?
Not at first. I mean, I got that truck.
Yeah.
Like a year or so into the... Right. Like basically right around the time I turned 16, so...
And we practiced at your house.
Yeah. In the garage.
Remember getting everybody in there and watching... Was it Chicken Hawk? Did you get everybody in there and, like... Watch the NAMBLA documentary?
We did watch the NAMBLA documentary at my house with several members of the band, yes.
Yeah.
I think we also watched the G.G. Allen documentary at my house with the same people.
Yeah. Who didn't learn their lesson.
Yeah. I own that documentary. I do not own the NAMBLA documentary, but I do own Hated.
Yeah. Right around the time that copies of My Sweet Satan were circulating, I'm sure, too.
Yeah. Pat invited me to do 404ing it at PAX Prime, and I'm thinking about just bringing My Sweet Satan and nothing else.
Let's sit and watch all of this right now.
This is how we're ending this whole thing, is we're going to watch this 20-minute short film called My Sweet Satan.
Oh, what a great movie.
It's something else. It is. I actually went back and watched it not that long ago, and it is still something else.
Yeah.
Jim Van Bever, man.
Van Bever.
Ricky was high. It's like he was Satan, man.
You can say things like, Satan, I love you. Satan, I need you. Satan, you're my main man.
Say you love Satan.
No, I love Satan. I love my mother.
Say you love Satan.
It's a quality film.
Oh, yeah. Just on so many levels. Gonna change my byline to Ricky the Acid King.
Yeah.
From here on out, all things I write will be under that name.
Your new Twitter handle, Ricky's Got Doses. It's a quality film.
Yes. Extremely well made. Really makes you think.
Oh, yeah.
How did you find that?
I was working for a magazine, and Film Threat put it out.
Okay.
On VHS, and Film Threat sent over its entire library for that quarter or whatever. So it was just like, here's 15 or 20 tapes. And I ended up with that one and the G.G. Allin documentary.
Mm.
And maybe like one other thing. So it was just like kind of just at random.
Yeah.
Just lucky, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's going to about do it for our Mixler here.
Yep. We made it.
We made it. We didn't take calls this time, but there's...
Oh, shit, that's right.
Oh, that's fine. We can do it tomorrow or something.
Yeah, we should test it at least once before we hit the road for real.
Sure. And, guy, people in the chat, if you want us to relay to Ian that if he has beef, you can fucking call us.
Yeah, when we're taking calls.
Like everyone else.
Yeah. Exactly.
Otherwise, who cares? Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all later.
See ya.